When federal agencies have job openings, they may hoard their candidates. And there's little sharing of candidate evaluation when somebody does apply for a job at more than one agency. Well, a new bill from Montana Senator John Tester would change that. It would have agencies pool their candidates. For some perspective, we turn to John Palguda. He's Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Hi, John.
Good morning, Emily and Tom.
So, John, what exactly would this bill change about the federal hiring process?
Well, actually, Emily, it's a fairly simple fix to an obstacle to a common sense approach to hiring. So let me explain a little bit by an example. And this is referring to the bill introduced last week by Senator John Tester of Montana. It's called the Competitive Service Act of 2014. And it's a very targeted bill, but I think a very important one. So let's say that Agency X has a chief financial officer position to fill, or chief information officer job, and they do an extensive outreach to recruit very highly qualified candidates. They go through an extensive assessment process, interviews. They end up with three highly qualified candidates. Of course, they have one job to fill, so they make a hire. And then Agency Y says, hey, you just went through this big process. I know you got some great candidates. We have a CFO or a CIO job to fill. Can we take one of your leftover candidates? And the first agency has to say, well, no, we are not authorized under law to share with you the results of our search. Which really doesn't make any sense at all. It sees government as a bunch of independent little entities that don't interact with one another in a constructive way. So what this bill would basically do is allow an agency that has gone through a open competitive process to fill a job, and when they have post it in their job announcement that the results of their search might be shared with other agencies. It allows that agency to share highly qualified candidates with another agency that can just hire from that list. They do not have to start all over again to recruit, to announce, to make candidates, go through the whole process of applying again and going through the whole screening process. It allows a simple sharing of well-qualified candidates.
How did that law get started in the first place that causes agencies to have to husband the people that they got as candidates?
Well, Tom, it's the law of a simple process becoming complicated. So initially, all hiring was done centrally, initially by the Civil Service Commission, which then in 1978 became the Office of Personnel Management. When we started a competitive hiring system in government, which actually dates back 120 years ago to 1883, when we started the process, it was a central hiring process. Everybody applies, and anywhere in government that has a need would draw from that list of candidates. Well, over time, it became a process that was delegated to agencies, which actually I think made a lot of sense. But the law had anticipated that it would be a central hiring, and that on occasion the central agency, now the Office of Personnel Management, would delegate that authority to individual agencies. Well, over time, everything became delegated. But when an individual agency said, "Hey, I've gone through a big process here. I've got some great people," and another agency says, "Well, can I borrow them?" Legally, the law does not allow one agency other than OPM to examine candidates for another agency. It has to go back through OPM, but OPM doesn't do central examining anymore for the most part. So it was this nobody anticipated that we would have delegated examining, delegated hiring, and that it would make sense for agencies to share the results of a open competitive process that resulted in great candidates. So it was one of those things that it just wasn't anticipated, Tom. And you know, Senator Tester, you know, heard from agencies that, you know, we had this this obstacle to doing something that makes just a lot of sense, and he decided to do something about it in his Competitive Service Act of 2014. It's kind of in the weeds for people outside of government. It's like, you know, you mean they don't do that now?
Well, John, let me ask you this. I guess I have a question along those lines.
Yeah.
We're speaking with John Palguta, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service, because the federal government does have USA Jobs, this clearinghouse for job ads that every agency is supposed to post up, right? So candidates
right.
can go to this one-stop shop and apply. I would think that there would be more, I guess, interaction between agencies or exchange of information that candidates were posting to that website, but you're saying there really isn't.
There isn't because there you know, has been a legal obstacle to doing that. And USA Jobs, it's a great job platform, well, depending who you talk to, but it's really, think of it as a job posting site. And when you as an applicant, when you go to USA Jobs and you see a specific job, say at the Department of Agriculture, you apply for that job at Agriculture, and the behind the scenes, behind USA Jobs, is Department of Agriculture that is, you know, reviewing your application, comparing it to all of the other applicants, which can be, you know, many in some cases, and making a decision. But Agriculture then cannot share that with another agency. They have to post their own job on USA Jobs and go through that same process, which, again, in some cases just doesn't make a lot of sense. So even though we have a common job posting platform, USA Jobs, agencies have been prohibited from sharing the results of their search, their recruitment, and their application processing, you know, the assessment process.
Yeah, the assessment, I think, is really key, because if you're going to hand over a load of people you did not hire, it would be probably good to let the agency that's receiving these rejects, I don't mean it to sound like that, but it's who you didn't hire. And
yeah,
with the assessment,
great candidates that you didn't have room for.
Yeah, that's right. But you'd want to know, well, this one, you know, has this skills, or that one picked his nose during the interview, that kind of thing. It would seem logical that should go along with it, so that to give the other people some a leg up and save some time.
On the other hand, don't you have to be careful about maybe perceived discrimination, anything like that?
Well, you just state the facts, right?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Tom, you're absolutely right. You know, good hiring is dependent upon a good assessment process. Now, you know, agencies really and the hiring managers, you know, aren't dummies. They're not going to want to hire somebody, you know, who's been just a name out of a hat because another agency got a lot of applicants, but they didn't do a very good job of assessing. So you're going to what I anticipate is going to happen here is you're going to see partnerships between agencies. Agencies that know that a sister agency, if you will, has a very good, a rigorous assessment process. They're going through a lot of effort to find great people for a specific job. And let me be clear, the Senator Tester's bill requires that this be a similar job. It has to be in the, you know, the same grade level, the same occupational series. So, and I don't anticipate this is going to be used for a lot of entry level hiring. It's going to be used for these, you know, harder to fill, higher level jobs, where you can really expend a lot of effort and ask the applicants to spend a lot of effort, to go through that process. But yeah, it's got to be open competition. There has to be a notice in the job announcement that your application might be shared with other agencies, and you could opt out, I'm sure. But the end goal is simply to make sure that, you know, we are hiring the best talent possible for the jobs to be filled, and doing it in a common sense way for government. To paraphrase, it's one small step to fix a specific obstacle, But I think it's one bigger step on the road to larger federal hiring reform. And so I think this is actually a very good act. It's very targeted. It's not going to get a lot of attention, but it's going to have a big impact for federal agencies that, you know, have been struggling to fill some jobs. And as the turnover, especially at higher levels, continues to grow in government, anything we can do to improve the process, I think, is worth
it. And, John, as you describe it, I mean, it is a very particular bill that, you know, and I'm trying to think about the biggest impact. It seems to me that perhaps the biggest impact it could have is to speed up the process so that good candidates aren't waiting around too long for a federal job, so long that they basically give up and go elsewhere.
That's right, Emily. And it not only does it, you know, speed it up for the candidates, it also for the candidates, for the applicants, they don't have to apply to multiple jobs. They can say, hey, okay, I'm willing to be considered. I'm going to apply to this one job here. Let's say I'm a CIO candidate. They, you know, they don't grow on trees, the good ones. I'm going to apply in one place, and I know that my job can be shared with other agencies, and that makes it easier for me as an applicant, and it makes it a lot easier for the agencies who don't have to duplicate that whole assessment process again. If they know that a sister agency has done a good job and they've got some great candidates, they can't hire all the great ones, but they can share. Again, common sense, which sometimes in the federal hiring process we seem to lose track of.
Now, there's just one little danger, though. What if someone just decides to deep six a bunch of people or one person because of some sort of personal bias they might have, and that person doesn't see the light of day to other people that might think they're great?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, you can always find some miscreant who is, you know, not doing the right thing.
Fell out of a tree.
Yeah, and you just have to always, you know, safeguard for that. But this doesn't require other agencies to not do their own hiring.
Sure.
It simply gives them the option. And the option to say, hey, you know, because they talk that the chief human capital officers, you know, meet, you know, regularly at the Office of Personnel Management, the Chico Council, and all that. They talk, and they know that when another agency has gone through a very extensive, time-consuming process and come out with good results, they would like to be able to take advantage of those results.